an era of, well, dissidents will not be tolerated type attitude, people are now realizing that, you know, I may not agree, but it's not safe to say that I don't agree. And for me, in my opinion, a lot of, you know, young people are not in full agreement, but, you know, suppressively in agreement. They say so many things, and they step back and say, wait a minute, what am I saying, you know? And they have to go in the next direction, and it's like a flip-flop. And one wonders, you know, are you aware that you went that way? And they're really not, but they lack experience.
Are you noticing that people in jail with you there are changing their positions in regards to the war? Are they starting to feel that... How did people in prison take both the re-election of Bush and the continuing of the war in Iraq? Is that connected all to their realities, or do they have family members or know of people going off and fighting or being killed? Or?
Well, I don't think that much touches them, or at least they don't display that, unless it's something that is, you know, personal. But a lot of the prejudices are coming out. But more than anything else, it's the support. You know, you see a lot of support. And it's support that is subconscious. Doesn't really flow from a conscious level. I had opportunity to listen to a conversation about, you know, weapons of mass destruction from a couple of brothers, and their position, you know, because I didn't interject myself, I just wanted to listen and to learn. Their position was that they felt that George Bush was absolutely correct, and that these Arab nations should not have weapons of mass destruction. So after they went through the scenario of why they felt that this was so, and that it was important that George, they didn't like George Bush, but they supported him because he was doing that, was simply because they didn't know what the Arabs would do with the weapons that they had, the weapons of mass destruction. So, you know, naturally I had to interject the question, well, what do you think George Bush is going to do with them? You know, anybody else who has the weapons? And aren't they talking about right now, you know, preemptive strikes and making the new age nuclear bomb, you know, for bunker busting capacity? Oh, how do you equate that with what you just said? And don't you think it would be better that if you decided that you had every right in the world to have weapons of mass destruction, it would somehow raise the equation that if it's really just for these type of weapons to be around, shouldn't we just get rid of all of them? Wouldn't that be some better an incentive as opposed to waiting on somebody's moralistic steps that it would be the right thing to do? And, you know, they're listening, you know, but they don't want to agree. Because agreeing would mean that they have to take a position. And no one wants to take a position, you know, in my opinion, of this dissidency for fear of, you know, the consequences. It's so sad because, you know, they have to take these decisions every day of their life. Some of us have children, you know, we have to make decisions for our children and whether or not we will allow them access to a certain level of education, a school of thought. And we take concrete steps to say that, you know, if you must know about it, then you have to know both sides of it. I'm going to tell you the negativity of it because it's not all, you know, roses and flowery sense, you know. Some of this stuff is really, really rough. But when it comes to these important situations that apply to their lives, they're just not there. They're not ready for it yet. And that's what I see a lot of in here. They're just not ready yet. But
what will it take for them to be ready?